Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Well, hey there, my friend. How are you? Welcome back to, well, it used to be Drummer Daily, and the name of this show has actually changed a little bit, and you might have noticed it already, but if you haven't, I guess it would be on the album cover, the artwork cover for this podcast. In case the cat's not already out of the bag, this new show that we're going to start, this technically isn't an episode of the show, by the way. This is just kind of a, I think I'm marking it as a trailer in between the transition here, but the new name of this show is The Practical Pro Musician, and I'm going to talk a little bit more about what that means and why I'm calling it that here in a minute. But I thought something you might be interested to know first, since this is really the last chance that I'm going to have to talk to you under the context of Drummer Daily, is where I've been these last, I guess it's been 9 months or so. Where I've been, and where I'm at now, and kind of what the future looks like. And I want to make sure that I keep it in the context of what matters to you, because it may or may not be super interesting what I've been doing in my life. But I thought I'd share it with you anyway, because we're friends. We've been together. We've been around for a while, you and I. And so I thought that maybe you might be interested to know just what's been going on. The most important thing to know is that this show isn't going anywhere. I mentioned that in the last episode, and I mean it. You're going to keep hearing from me ongoing, so don't worry about that. All right, so let's jump back about 9 months. Let's just jump back to last summer. So as I'm recording this, this is late May 2019. So let's jump back to the summer of 2018. What I had going on at that time was, we were doing this podcast. It was Drummer Daily. They were doing, you know, nearly daily episodes. It really had kind of become unsustainable for me. So I really was backing off to about 3 episodes per week. But I was doing that. And then, you know, another, and this is, I'm going to kind of weave this in. This may not be very linear in the way I'm telling this story. But, you know, some things that I kind of don't talk about much on this show, because I don't think it really matters to the show, but I think it might be helpful for you to understand it. It definitely will matter as we move forward into this new season of The Practical Pro Musician, is that I, you know, kind of semi-retired from touring or took a break, decided I'm not looking for any touring gigs, not really pushing my drumming directly, my drumming career as much as I used to. And that was just a personal choice. I think I was kind of burned out on it, and I still am not ready to jump back into any of that yet. But so I've actually, you know, for, gosh, over 10 years been involved, even in my day job, all the different things I've done with, you know, web design, and but actually more particularly with marketing. And so I've had a real job, a day job, as vice president of marketing for a company as I'm recording this, almost 5 years. And that's been the most incredible thing in the world. I love my job. I love doing that. And I never thought that I'd be able to say that. Now, I actually took that job while I was still traveling as a drummer, not full-time touring, but I was touring a good bit with the band that I was touring with, All Sons and Daughters, back in the day. At the same time that I was doing full-time work, I was also playing shows every night, traveling around and being away from my family and everything like that. And I definitely made a conscious choice to want to scale that back. Thankfully, the band decided to kind of end things as well, which really worked out well for me because it kind of helped me make that decision. And that happened a couple of years ago. We took a break for a year and then decided not to come back after a year. And so really I've had a couple of years to really enjoy my life not traveling. And in the meantime, I have always wanted to do what I'm doing now, which is provide resources for not just drummers, but all musicians, but particularly drummers because I am a drummer. And so started building out, what I first did was Boom Click Bootcamp, which was is an online course for drummers to help them play to a click track. And then kind of expanded from there and did Pro Drum Academy and did this podcast and did a lot of things. I just had a lot of things going on at once. And had been doing that for about a year and a half as of last summer, to get us back to where we started this story. But one thing that was just really tough for me was just the burnout of how hard I had to work at everything. I had never, this is going to sound weird maybe to some people, but I had never in my life had a time period where I just got to exist and wasn't striving for greater and greater success in some way. And, you know, for a while it was trying to become a professional musician. And then I was doing that, but then I was trying to, you know, earn more to support my family. And then it was do more gigs, get more sessions. And then it was, I really enjoyed doing the marketing thing. So I wanted a way to do that. And so I got jobs at agencies. I got contract positions doing marketing and then finally got this full-time job and really loved that. But then it was, I want to help more musicians. So then I started doing the podcast and everything. I just always had something more that I was trying to get to. And so about 9 months ago, it all kind of just hit me. I was extremely burned out. I've got a chronic condition. I don't think I've talked about this either on the show very much, but I have a chronic condition called ulcerative colitis, which makes it really hard for me to get out of the house sometimes. It makes it really hard for me to stick to appointments sometimes. If I have to go somewhere some days out of nowhere, I would just feel terrible and not be able to leave, which also made it really tough doing gigs and being on a tour bus. Things like that were really tough. And so just there were all these different factors that kind of came together. And so I finally just spur of the moment said, you know what? I'm just not going to do any of this for a while. I'm not going to do the podcast. I'm not going to do any of the teaching anymore. And so I was doing intensives in person, intensives with drummers. I was just doing so many things. And it all just was too much. It was overwhelming, and it was not good for me. And so I finally said, "What if I could spend a season just living like quote unquote normal people do, which is they have a job and they get to enjoy they're working their job, which I actually really do love my job, working their job, and then spending time with their family like normal people do." I did that for 9 months, and that was enough for me. So now I'm back. But what I wanted to do when I came back, I always said, look, when I come back to doing all of this, which is what I'm doing now, I want to make sure that, I can help all musicians, and B, I want to come up with something that is sustainable for me. I want to come up with, this is part of my income comes from the show and from the other things that I do, the courses and things that I create. And the way that I was going about running those just wasn't sustainable. It was really successful. I was getting out of it what I needed to get out of it. I was doing these big launches where it would be these stressful, like 2 week periods where I was trying to get as many people into these classes as I could. And it was just too much. That format didn't work for me in that way at that time. So I've come back, and right now what I'm focusing on is not daily podcasts. I'm going to try to do this podcast weekly. And not only am I going to do this podcast weekly, but as the kind of logo indicates with the two little speech bubbles kind of layered together, I am going to attempt as much as possible. It's not going to be every episode, but I'm going to attempt as much as possible to bring in other musicians who are making a living for music. So professional musicians, traditional, you know, playing gigs, playing sessions, things like that. But I also want to highlight and show you and help you kind of open your mind and expand your horizons on what's possible in the music world that's not playing your instrument 24/7. You know, there's lots of people. I was the other day kind of tallying up, and I'm actually kind of make a list that I'll put out eventually of all the different ways that I know of that musicians that I know are supplementing or earning money, that in something that's related to music. So they're part of their income might come from playing music, but the rest of their income comes from other avenues that are also related to music. One example would be, you know, the obvious, like teaching guitar lessons or something like that. And that is one way to earn a living, but that's not for everybody. And so I want to highlight and showcase other musicians who are making a living with nothing but music. It might be two or three different things, but at the end of the day, they get to focus 100% of their time on music and musicians and all the things they love. And I want to help you get that way as well. And so the show is going to be called The Practical Pro Musician. It's going to be practical tips and tricks that you can use to become a professional musician. It's going to be a real world look. It's not going to be the people who are the most famous in the world and have eight staff members setting up their guitar pedals. And, you know, they have three guitar techs or like six drum techs or whatever. It's not going to be those kinds of people. It's going to be the real world people, people who you may not even have heard of, but they are quietly making a living from music. Because I feel like that's more realistic. That is not hitting the lottery. That is getting a normal paying job, metaphorically speaking, which I think a lot of us are aiming for hitting the lottery. And I'm not saying it can't happen, but there are a lot of wonderful, enjoyable and fulfilling careers to be had in music that aren't 100% playing sold out football stadiums every night of your life. That's fun too, but that's not what this show is going to be about. So I want to just connect you with more people. You don't need to hear from me all the time, but I still will be doing some episodes that are just me. In fact, I think the first couple of episodes of The Practical Pro Musician will be me kind of reintroducing some concepts that you may have heard me talk about before on Drummer Daily. The Pro Musicians Quadrant, something like that. I've kind of modified some of that, and I'm working on some new things that will help you determine where you're at musically and also real concrete action items to move to that next phase of your career as a musician. So yeah, I just wanted to give you the update. That's where I've been. Where I'm at now is that we're going to be doing this podcast weekly. I'm busy building out a membership website that will launch in August. I've got a bunch of founding members who are helping me develop that. Hey there, founding members, if you're out there, by the way. So I really appreciate those guys and girls helping me out with that. So we're working on that. That'll be released to the public in August. And it will be real in-depth coaching and interaction with tons of other musicians, not just myself, who want to help you become a professional musician. And so that's going to be kind of what the near future looks like. Another thing that I am doing personally, this may not be of any interest to you, but my wife and I own a company called Hadaway Creative, my last name, Creative, and we are working on expanding what we do there as well on the side, just for fun. She does a lot of great event production. I do, I'm really great at building out marketing campaigns that generate people can build their businesses on. So I'm doing that as well. So even my life is not just one thing. It's not all music all the time. But the cool thing is that I have intentionally chosen everything that I want to do in my life. And I don't have to do any of it. I get to pick everything that I do because I'm just interested in so many different things. There's no reason why I can't do a bunch of different things. There's no reason why you can't do a whole bunch of different things. But I do want to tell you thank you for listening to Drummer Daily, and I hope you'll stick with me as we make this transition over to The Practical Pro Musician. You hopefully will appreciate the increase in production quality. I'm using a normal mic now, and we'll see how this works out. But anyway, just want to tell you thank you. I think the next episode, when we actually start up The Practical Pro Musician, we'll have like bumper music and all that stuff. We're making that move as well. So this will be the last one where it's just me jumping in and talking. But yeah, thank you so much for hanging out with me all this time. And we're going to get back in the swing of things. I still want you to check out, for now, the website that I've got going on is still my own, danielhadaway.com. I'll be making the transition over to that, being more focused on all musicians, not just drummers, but all the content that's there for drummers will will still be there. And so I have another website that I'm not quite ready to announce yet. But it, trust me, is much easier to remember than danielhadaway.com. And that will be a place that all pro musicians or future pro musicians can go to get resources and teaching and interviews and all kinds of stuff to help you and them on their way to becoming a professional musician. So I appreciate you sticking with me. Appreciate the 100,000 times that this show has been downloaded already. I know that that means that 100,000 times someone said, "Hey, I want to listen to Daniel talk." And that is crazy to me because I don don't think in my lifetime I have thought 100,000 times I want to hear Daniel talk. In fact, I don't even think I've wanted to hear myself talk as many times as I've done this podcast. All right. Anyway, thank you so much. I'm going to let you go now, and we will talk again next week, and it will be the Practical Pro Musician. All right. Thanks for hanging out with me. Bye for now.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.